Sparring with Charlie by Christopher Hunt. 1. Vietnam is no place to drop in for lunch. Traveling south from Hanoi, I started scanning for signs painted with the words Cam and Pho, rice and soup noodles, at 11:30. Picky, or maybe just skittish, I rarely ate before 1 o'clock. Food shacks that didn't look unsanitary were often too dark, too scary. Joints with no customers had to be empty for a reason. Gatherings of more than 6 made me nervous. Why? For starters, my compatriots had dumped bombs equal to several Hiroshimas and a couple of Nagasakis on North Vietnam. What's more, in South Vietnam, hundreds of thousands of Hanoi soldiers and sympathizers had been shot, burned, or simply blown to bits. Not that a decade of destruction had anything to do with me. I was teething when the war was gathering steam and flipping frisbees as the fighting wound down. But would the Vietnamese appreciate that mine was the post-war Nixon-hating generation? Maybe it didn't matter. Locals said the war had been forgiven, if not forgotten. That's all history, was the phrase that jumped off tongues from Hanoi to Saigon. Sorry, Ho Chi Minh City. Still, I found it hard to believe that 20 years would dull every taste for revenge. Odds were that somewhere there lurked a rice paddy Rambo looking to take a potshot at a lone American. These and other jitters were overruled by hunger as I passed through Quinh Lu, an unremarkable, unpronounceable town about 200 kilometers below the capital. I stopped at the last restaurant on the right.